So today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Vav, and actually the daf is about food. It's about caring. It's about the shear. How much do you, there's a prohibition of carrying something in Rishus Arabim that's 4 amos. So you have to carry something which is considered significant. And so the Gemara gives a whole bunch of examples of what's considered significant. In the context of that discussion, so the Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav Beis talks about Chamisha. Let me read the language here. So the Gemara cites a Mishnah in Chala that Chameshes Revaim Kemach Va'od Chayavim Bachala. So if you have 5/4 of a kav of flour and a little more, so then you are Chayav in the mitzvah of Chala. Yeah. Okay, so the mitzvah of challah is a mitzvah to separate challah. If you have this is a Torah obligation, and this is interesting. A lot of mitzvos are specifically related to Eretz Yisrael, and if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, there are mitzvos lios baretz, you're not chayav. But challah is a mitzvah even outside Eretz Yisrael, and the shear, the amount for which you're chayav in challah to separate challah is 5/4. Of a kav. So obviously the question is, what is that? How much is 5/4 of a kav? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this obligation in at least two places. So it discusses it in the context of kneading dough, I think for Pesach, and also kneading dough in general. There's a in Yoredeah. In Yoredeah, it says, "Ein chayav bechala." This is Yoredeah, Siman Shinchav Dal Seif Aleph. It says, "Ein chayav bechala ela chameshes minei tfua." It's only the 5 grains that there's an obligation of separating chala. "Ein chayav ela chameshes revaim," and that is the shear. The shear is 5/4 of a kav. So we don't like, what does that mean? How much is 5/4 of a kav? So 5/4 of a kav is, it's a midah shemachzik Mem Gimel Beitzim V'Chomesh Beitza. It's a measure that can hold 43 1/5, or 43.2 eggs. Okay, that is the shear, 43.2 Beitzim. That is the shear for the obligation in challah. So I don't know, some people, when they separate challah, sometimes, let's say they're making challah, so sometimes they make a small amount of challah and they're not going to separate challah. Sometimes they're going to make challah and they're going to separate challah and recite a bracha. And sometimes they're going to separate challah, they're going to make challah and they're going to separate challah and they are not going to make a bracha. So there's generally 3 different categories. One where you separate, you do make a bracha. One where you don't have to separate challah. One where there's kind of in between, you separate and you do not make a bracha. So it depends on what this calculation of this 43 1/2 eggs. It's so how do you measure this 43.2 eggs? So actually, the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, Siman Tuf Nun Vav, is a little more explicit, where he writes that to measure this, what do? Yamale kli mayim, you fill a container of water, viare hamayim menu lekli acher, and you pour the water from it to another vessel, and then v'achakach yitnu bo mem gimel beitzim, and then afterwards you put in 43 eggs in that vessel, and then he says v'yachzbor amayim shirim menu, and then you return the water back to that kli, and then he says v'amayim shiyosiru yinem bekli acher. And whatever water is left over, you put in another kli. So, like, that's what you used to measure. Nowadays, we try to measure ourselves what is considered 43.2 eggs. Actually, there is a line where he says that he says Mishkal Chamesh Revaim Kemachu Tuf Kuf Chaf Dirham Mikemach Chitim Shib Mitzrayim. So 5/4 or 43.2 eggs is 520 dirhams of flour. Okay, so what does that mean? So the truth is, as we know in Judaism, there are often debates, and especially there are debates about food, not which store you should buy from, which restaurant you should buy from, but there are debates, is what is the shear of kibetza, what is the shear of kazayas? that, you know, if you know from Pesach, right, how much matzah you have to eat. This rabbi says this, this rabbi says that. So there's a basic debate between Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. So Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a middle view as well. But essentially, Rav Chaim Noah has a much smaller shear for what the size of an egg is. And so basically, he's of the view it's about 10 and a half cups. So 10 and a half 8-ounce cups. So that's about 3 pounds of flour. The Chazon Ish, who always has a larger shear of what the size of an egg is, that's why some people say, oh, you use a Chazon Ish shear for a cup of wine, for matzah. So he holds it's about that 43.2 eggs is about 18 and a quarter cups, okay, which is about 5 pounds. Okay, so roughly, Rav Chaim Noah is about 3 pounds, Chazon Ish is about 5 pounds. That's also a debate. Like, for example, when it comes to, you know, how big your cup of wine has to be for a vase of wine also. Some people say 3 fluid ounces, some say Chazon Ish said 5 fluid ounces. So you have this debate, you know, it's quite significant between the Chazon Ish and Chaim Noah. So how do we paskin lemaisa? So lemaisa in practice, what do we say? That maybe if it's, let's say you have 3 pounds of flour, like 10 and a half cups or 3 pounds of flour. So there, what do we say? So there we say that, according to Chaim Noah, you have to separate the challah. According to the Chazon Ish, you don't have to separate the challah, right? Because it's not large enough. So what do? We separate it without a bracha, right? So in other words, in this instance, in some sense, the Chazon Ish's shear is actually more lenient than Rav Chaim Noah. Because Rav Chaim Noah, you're obligated to separate a smaller amount. So in other words, anything that's less than, let's say, if you make challah with less than 3 cups of flour, so according to no opinion, have you reached this 43.2 beitzim, this 5/4 of a kav. And according to no one, have you reached that shear, and therefore, you would not be obligated to separate challah. If you make 5 pounds of flour, you make challah from 5 pounds of flour, so even according to the Chazon Ish shear, that is 43.2 eggs. That is 5/4 of a kav, according to Rav Chazon Ish. And therefore, you would have to separate challah. So according to everyone, you would separate with a bracha. If you're between 3 and 5 pounds, so according to Rav Chaim Noah, you would have to separate. According to Rav Chazon Ish, you would not have to separate. So then you would separate without a bracha. So that's how we have these three different amounts. Less than 3 pounds, you separate. You're not obligated to separate at all. Between 3 and 5 pounds, you separate without a bracha. And more than 5 pounds, you separate even with a bracha.